Suzanne Ward.
Hello, Cabot.
Mrs. Lyman.
I live at 55 Masonic Street, and I am the owner of Rock City Coffee Roasters and also Rock City Cafe downtown. I have 25 employees and have had a business in this town for 22 years. I've been roasting coffee at 252 Main Street since June of 1999, and it's the 15-year anniversary this year. This is, of course, next door to the proposed hotel, and was is next door to what was the proposed condominium structure as well. I've had many conversations with Mr. Lyman about my concerns with it. He's been open, and we've talked quite a bit about it. We still don't really see eye to eye. I said that I did not think that that was an appropriate size for the neighborhood. I certainly think it overwhelms my building, which makes me very sad, because it just looks so lost there next to that mass next to it. I don't really have any problems with the idea of another hotel there, or a hotel there, a small hotel there. But I do think that five stories is difficult in that area. I don't think it's appropriate to the area. However, I have a more of a concern than just the size of it, because I have 25 employees and I have a coffee roasting business. And you, many of you may remember the problems we had 5 or 6 years ago when my neighbor to the north called the code officer, I think probably every single day we roasted, and complained about the odor of coffee roasting. And as a result of that, we were almost shut down by the city. Basically, we were told we had to mitigate the situation, we had to solve the problem, or we would not be able to roast coffee. Not roasting coffee means I close my business. That is what we make our money on. And not roasting coffee and closing my business means 25 people out of work in this town. So it's a real concern to me, and that is the bigger concern, and for me anyway, because I have to look after my family of employees. There was a very short period of time, really early on in the first project, when Cabot and I talked about the possibility of running my stack up his building. But we had already raised that stack 15 feet to appease our neighbor to the north, so that it was above all the other buildings around. And the idea of trying to run a stack up his building was really unthinkable, because it would mean 90-degree turns, which would, number one, impede the flow of smoke and also create more potential for roaster fires, and it would absolutely make it inefficient and impossible for us to do our 4 times a year flushing. So we would have more carbon buildup in the stack, which would be a major problem for us as well. So that's one of the big problems that I've had to face with this and my concern with it. And I just want to be clear that there is no agreement to run a stack up the beautiful proposed building, which if it was 2 stories lower, I would think was absolutely gorgeous, because it is gorgeous. But I just think it's way too big for that particular place. That's just the main thing that I want to make clear to everybody. There is no agreement for us to run a stack up. And if we have a 5-story building there, my stack will be at about the 4th floor. And I would be very happy not to have windows on that side, personally, because it might be a little bit longer before the complaints start coming. But we will have complaints about the smell of smoke, of coffee roasting. And the city probably will not support us if history is any evidence of that. So it's a concern for me, and I think there might be a solution to it. I'm willing to talk with anybody about it, but it's a difficult one, and it's not one really I can afford to do with that business as it is right now. So anyway, that is just the clarification that I wanted to make. Yes, I'm concerned about the parking also, but my feeling has always been that that little park that nobody uses on the corner of Park Street and Route 73 should actually be parking. But that's another discussion. Thank you very much.